Michael?
Yeah, Steve.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, good. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was on the other line. Sorry about that. What can I do for you?
Oh, not a problem. There was something funky about your guys' email. The emails that you're sending me, it like does something that tries to contact your website from Outlook, and it makes my Outlook freak out.
Really? Okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think
Well.
I think what it is the one of the attachments it is. I think the one I sent. I know there's one where like it tries to fill out all the info for you too as well, like, and it sends it over to our database. So let me just I'll send just a regular paper one then to you then.
Okay. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I think I actually got it working.
Oh, you
So,
did? Okay.
yeah. So I just had a couple questions. So I looked you guys up and did a little research. So you guys are really a broker. You're not a lender, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, because we the thing is, what happens is, I mean, I can like I said earlier, I can have my senior kind of like go over more of like details exactly of, you know, kind of like the process and like what how it will help how it would like kind of go from here. But basically, what we do
Yeah.
is we do lend. If for some reason we can get a better deal, we also we also work as a broker too as well. For like, for instance, like one of the deals I'm working on right now, he's actually we got him one deal and he didn't, you know, it wasn't really what he was looking for. So what we're doing is we're going through one of our other you know, kind of a one of our I guess they're kind of like our competitor, but we're seeing if we can get a better deal with them and kind of helping him out get you know, get in contact with them too as well. So we also
Okay.
do that too as well. So that's why kind of why I wanted to have my maybe my senior advisor kind of go over it with you, because you know, so in some cases, you know, if it doesn't work out with us, we can still try to see if we can, you know, get you even a better deal too as well. So
Is he available right now?
yeah, if you want to give me one second, I can get him. His name is Sam. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, one second.
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, the Sam.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, this is Sam. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. So I know you were talking to Michael about you know, possibly getting some working capital in place over there. Is that the case?
Correct. Yeah, we were looking for about 300K over 6 months.
Okay. All right. And what was that primarily going to be used for?
For working capital, for payroll and recruitment fees
Oh,
for
okay.
some large projects that we're ramping up on.
All right. What kind of projects you have coming up?
Aerospace and defense and microchip manufacturing plant.
Oh, okay. Are those typical jobs for you?
They are, yeah. It's just larger projects of what we've been doing for years.
Oh, okay. What do you guys do for, you know, gross annual sales?
Last year was 3.6.
Okay, nice. And how does that compare to the year before? Are you guys trending about the same, or are you seeing an increase?
We've been growing pretty quickly. We've been in business for 3.5 years now. So the previous year, see, I was just pulling that up for you guys, was 1.1. So
Oh wow, that's a
we're,
pretty big jump.
yeah. So we've been growing fast. We're continuing to grow this year and just looking for some working capital to get through the next 6 months. Because
Okay.
typically how our projects go, we, get the contract, we start moving on it with, four or five people that I got to pay their salary in the meantime, sure. 30, 45 days in, we invoice, and we're typically invoicing through an architect to the owner, so there's another 15, 30-day delay there, and then net 30, net 60 for them to get paid and then pay us. So it's usually 90 days turnaround for that whole cycle.
I gotcha. Have you done a working capital loan before?
I have not, no.
Okay.
And so that was the main...
Sure, go ahead.
Main reason why I wanted to talk to you was to get an understanding of what the typical fees and structure of that would be.
Sure, yeah. So it actually, this is a typical use for these types of programs. Anytime you have larger than usual projects where you're faced with, you know, anything net 30, 60, 90, that sort of thing. Because these these loans, they're term loans. They're typically shorter term loans. So we'll set you up on a term that matches when you expect to see a return. So, you know, it sounds like you have a pretty good idea of what you're looking at here for 6 months. So basically the way that it works is we get you qualified for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we work backwards from there. We'll allow you to choose kind of the amount that you deem necessary, and then match it up with the term. So the payback options are going to vary depending on the term that you choose. So we'll give you a couple different options. Now, one of the things that I want to let you know is on these, you know, you'll have the option to match the term directly with the return that you're having. But also, I want to let you know that these programs, it's different than a lot of other lending programs, whereas we offer discounts for early payback. So there's not a prepayment penalty, anything like that. So when you're choosing your term, you know, there'll be different payback options that go with each term, but I always suggest choosing kind of something a little beyond, your immediate return. That way, if you are able to pay it off early, you can take advantage of the discounts. But by stretching it out a little longer, you're making your payment, you know, a little less just by stretching it out.
So is the discount on the rate, or is the contract structured that, I guess, a fixed amount of...
Exactly that. So what we'll do is when you decide on the amount that you would like to go, the amount you deem necessary, we'll give you, instead of giving you an APR or a rate or anything like that, we're just going to give you a fixed cost of the funds. So, you'll see exactly what you're paying back. It'll all be very clear on the documents, but you'll see your total payback amount and the amount that you're paying back in interest. Now that amount is going to be a fixed payment. Unless you pay it back early, that way it would be discounted. So it's not going to grow. It can only go, it can only decrease. Another thing that I'd like to kind of offer out there to you for some information on it is it's a renewable source of capital. So if this is something, you guys, it seems like you're growing exponentially. It's a rather large jump. So if you see more of this coming up in the future, it's a renewable source. So once you get midway into the term, where you have established a working relationship with us, you show that you're making the payments on time. From there, we open you up to refinancing renewal options, where there is additional cash available at longer terms and usually better rates. But at that point, you would be qualified for interest forgiveness on your remaining interest balance from the loan. So you'll have the fixed cost right up front, right? It won't be any larger than that. It could be, reduced if you do a prepayment discount, or if you renew, there's a significant discount on that interest.
Okay.
You follow me with all of that?
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay.
And so are all the fees rolled up into the cost of the capital then, or is there additional fees
It'll depend on kind of the program that we fit you into. For the most part, we keep the fees to an absolute minimum. If there are any fees that are deemed necessary, of course, they will be completely in writing for you to see. And usually the way that it works is they would be deducted from the amount that is deposited into your account. So say you borrow $50,000 and there's a $250 kind of administration fee that goes in there, that $250 will just be deducted out of your loan amount and you'll get deposited, $49,000, $750.
Okay, great.
It's all pretty straight. It's all really straightforward. If there are any fees, we'll walk you through all of them. There's no hidden costs or anything like that. There's no cost to applying the application process is free. And usually it takes us about 24 hours to be able to get you an answer on exactly how much you qualify for, with a few different options for terms and payback options that we can go over with you.
So in this application, this one-page application and the statements and the tax, is that all I got to provide? Or if we move forward, then I got to go through a whole nother level of...
So to get the approval, that is the extent of what we need. Depending on kind of what the underwriters request once the approval is in place, a lot of times to fund the deal, there are additional stipulations. Usually it's something along the lines of a month-to-date bank statement, just to bring the bank statements current to where we're at. Occasionally we'll need something to show that you're current on your business location lease payments, something like that. Very small, very easy stuff. The bulk of it is done right up front with the tax return and the bank statements.
Okay. And then on the application, there's the rented or mortgaged. So I have a separate holdings company that owns our building that our engineering company leases that from. So I just put in the lease.
And yes. So
then the landlord shows up as me.
Okay, that's fine. That's pretty common. Really, we just need to know the monthly cost of the location. That's pretty straightforward. But that's pretty common for you to be your own, landlord.
Okay, and then it asks for my personal social security number on here. Are you going to pull my credit personally, or is this just a business loan?
So are you the 100% owner over there?
I am, yes.
Okay, so yeah, this is a business loan. The loan will go on the business credit. It will not show up on your personal credit, so it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio, anything like that. But looking at your personal credit, it absolutely is a part of the process. It's a small factor. The program's primarily based on the sales of the business, but we do take a look at your personal credit. To give you a little feedback on that, when we look at the credit, we pull just from Experian, so just from one of the reporting agencies, not all three. So it minimizes the impact that you have. You want to be cautious every time you get your credit pulled, right? So we keep it to an absolute minimum.
Okay. Great. Well, I'll just send this back to Michael then.
Yes. Yeah. So just the filled out application, the bank statements, and the tax return. If you send that all into Michael today, we should be able to get you some numbers to go over tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds the funds on?
Oh, the next week or two.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
How long does it typically take to fund?
I mean, in extreme situations, we can have the whole process wrapped up in 48 hours. Within the next week or so is not a problem for us.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. If you have any other questions, feel free. You can give Michael a call. I'm always nearby, so I can jump on and answer anything that you have as well.
All right. Sounds great. I appreciate your time, Sam.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Mm-hmm.